Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of October 2024 and our current outlook. The U.S. economy remains on firm footing, and late summer's recession fears have largely diminished. The first reading of third quarter GDP shows the economy growing at a healthy 2.8% real annualized rate. Consumer spending remains strong, with September's U.S. retail sales growing 0.4% month over month. Noticeably above, August month over month increase of just 0.1%. Improving consumer sentiment is reflected in the most recent Consumer Confidence Index report, which experienced its largest monthly increase since March 2021. A resilient economy, supported by solid consumer spending, has pushed interest rates higher. While the Federal Reserve exerts significant control over short-term rates, longer-term rates are more susceptible to economic factors. Since falling to a recent low near 3.6% in mid-September, the 10-year Treasury yield has risen nearly 0.7% to end October close to 4.3%. Financial market performance was mixed during the month. Bond returns mostly detracted as bond prices fell alongside rising yields. Elevated interest rates continue to weigh on domestic small company stocks, which underperform domestic large company stocks. The S&P 500 index reached an all-time closing high of 5,865 on October 18th, but the index declined 2.7% from the record close to end October, with a monthly loss around 1%. Growth stocks outperformed value stocks, and the growth-heavy NASDAQ reached a record closing high on October 29th. International equities declined, facing pressure from weaker economic activity and a stronger U.S. dollar, which increased around 3.2% in October. Gold and Bitcoin posted monthly gains, while oil, despite a volatile month, ended October little changed from the beginning of the month. Volatility around the election is a possibility, but we believe any volatility is likely to be short-lived and markets will quickly refocus to earnings in the economy. Third quarter earnings reports so far have been encouraging, with around 75% of S&P 500 companies exceeding earnings estimates. Additionally, continued earnings growth is expected for 2025. Consumers remain in a position to support the economy as inflation-adjusted wage growth is positive, and this bodes well for consumer spending. We see more strengths than weaknesses in the labor market, and we are encouraged by low weekly initial jobless claims. The Federal Reserve meets on November 6th and 7th and is expected to cut interest rates by 0.25% as inflation continues to cool. Positive seasonality factors are now in play, as November and December are historically strong months for equities. We retain a constructive equity market outlook. CNN implemented a full portfolio rebalance in October, which modestly increased our overall equity exposure to 1% above our neutral target. Small company value stocks were increased, given our economic and interest rate outlooks. We increased our Treasury inflation-protected bond position as we believe the market is underpricing future inflation. Both increases were funded by a reduction of our ultra-short bond, where lower forward returns are expected given Fed rate cuts. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.